Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Thursday, the 21st of January, it's now 16. Cloudy skies at the moment. We have a few cancellations to tell you about. Only one school is out today in Wayne County. That's North Wayne Schools. North Wayne Schools are closed today. Also, the Albion at Cisney game has been canceled for this evening. There will be no game, no practice, and no open gym. Also, volleyball practice at Cisney today canceled. Music at the Larry Hobbs Pickin' Parlor has been canceled, and the CPWM birthday party at the CP Church has been canceled for today. Those are the only cancellations that we have so far today. However, we do encourage you to click on our website at WFIWradio.com, click on the cancellation link, and we update that as we receive information. A significant snowstorm that will impact the Midwest Friday will likely miss all but the extreme southern parts of Illinois. The storm system is now forecast to track far south of the region, sparing most of southern Illinois. It will impact, though, western Kentucky and parts of Tennessee, just in case you do have any travel plans this weekend. In our news this morning, Terry Woody, the Grand Rapids, Michigan woman who has held on to an MIA bracelet bearing the name of Sergeant Kenneth L. Cunningham since she was 14, has traveled to Albion this week to present the bracelet to the soldier's family. Sergeant Cunningham was only 21 years old when he went missing, October 3, 1969. The airplane that he was in crashed on a mountaintop during a nighttime surveillance mission near the city of Con Tum in South Vietnam. He was declared MIA just a few days after that, and the Department of Defense declared him dead in 1978. When Terry Woody was just 14, she and a friend set off for an MIA bracelet as a way to show their support for all the still unaccounted for soldiers from the Vietnam War. Terry said she rediscovered the bracelet when she was cleaning out a drawer a couple of weeks ago. Her daughter asked her about the bracelet, and both wondered whatever happened to Sergeant Cunningham. And after wearing the bracelet again for a few days, Terry was stunned to read a news account about Sergeant Cunningham's remains being positively identified and being returned to Edwards County for funeral services. Well, with the help of some friends, Terry made arrangements to travel to Albion from her home in Michigan to present the bracelet to the Cunningham family and attend the services. The trip wasn't easy for Terry as she recently lost a leg to cancer. But again, the funeral services for Staff Sergeant Kenneth Leroy Cunningham, 21 of Ellery, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Little Prairie Christian Church West of Albion. WFIW News Time, 7:18.
Style is perfection when you look perfectly happy and relaxed in your clothes. Look perfectly happy and relaxed in your new clothes from the winter clearance sale at the Mail Connection. Shop with a buddy and buy any sweater and get the second one for $10. And save 25% on men's long-sleeved dress shirts up to 19.5, flannels, North River shirts, and casual shirts up to 4XL. Style, comfort, quality, customer service, and winter savings. Go suit yourself during the winter clearance sale at the Mail Connection in downtown Fairfield.
You've always been able to recognize value, and that's reflected in your home, your career, your lifestyle. It's a part of everything you do, but it doesn't come automatically. The decisions you make today put you on the road to where you want to be tomorrow. And deciding about those things that are most valuable to you are probably the most important decisions you'll make. Throughout your life, you've planned and made smart decisions. Now, here's your reward. You deserve State Auto's Prime of Life plan to protect your home and autos. It's a true value for someone just like you. To find out more about Prime of Life and other State Auto products, contact an independent State Auto agent.
Because insurance is a must, call on someone you can trust. State Auto. A friend you can depend on.
Stop by and see me, Richard Davis, at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193.
A motion has been filed to have two Mount Carmel teenagers tried as adults in connection with an armed robbery of a Grayville convenience store last Sunday morning. One of the suspects was armed with a compound hunting bow when the Casey's convenience store in Grayville was held up last Sunday morning. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine has charged each of the 17-year-old suspects with armed robbery and intimidation. The two are scheduled to appear in Edwards County Circuit Court Friday, where State's Attorney Valentine will argue the two should be tried as adults. The suspects were nabbed a short time after the robbery in Mount Carmel after police there pulled their vehicle over for an alcohol offense. The pair got away with less than $200. Thankfully, no one was injured. Currently, both these teenage boys are being held in the Franklin County Juvenile Detention Center in Benton, pending Friday's hearing. A Marion County correctional officer died yesterday morning when the prisoner transport van he was driving spun out of control on an icy stretch of Interstate 57 and was hit by a semi. Correctional officer Adam S. Conrad, 22 of Sandoval, received fatal injuries in the 7:58 a.m. accident. A 17-year-old inmate in the van received major injuries and was taken to a regional hospital for treatment. Illinois State Police report Conrad was traveling northbound on Interstate 57 near the I-64 intersection when the 2009 GMC van he was driving started to spin. The van then entered into the median, crossed over into the southbound lanes of traffic, and was hit broadside by a Peterbilt, a semi pulling a flatbed trailer. The semi-driver, Donald D. Chambers, 46, of Springfield, Indiana, was not hurt. Interstate 57 at the 84-mile post was closed to traffic for about 6 hours for crash investigation, reconstruction, and cleanup. That semi, of course, jackknifed after the crash. Police stated that at the time of the accident, the interstate was extremely slick with parts of the roadway still covered in snow. 38-year-old April L. Gibson of Fairfield arrested this week on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. Fairfield City Police were called to the high-rise apartment of Brian D. Turner, 47, of Fairfield, on a report of a property dispute. According to police reports, Ms. Gibson refused to leave Mr. Turner's apartment during the dispute. She was booked at the county jail. White County Sheriff's Police report the arrest of 38-year-old Crystal G. Napier of Carmi on a charge of violating an active order of protection bond, in that case, $500 cash. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 39-year-old September Duval of Burrell Street in Carmi on a charge of retail theft. The alleged theft happened at the Carmi Super Walmart, bond $150 cash. And Broy Whiteside, 34, of Louisville, Kentucky, was arrested by Illinois State Police in Wayne County on a charge of driving suspended, bond in that case $150 cash. WFIW News Time, 7:23.
Enjoy the freedom to record and watch programs in multiple rooms with Whole Home Plus DVR service from Wynn. You have many more TV options, such as 500 gigabit of capacity, and you can record up to 6 programs at one time while watching one. Also, enjoy watching 2 shows at once with a picture in a picture. Enjoy pausing and rewinding live TV on any TV in your home. For the whole story on Whole Home Plus, call 665-3311. Available to fiber customers only.
It's January clearance time at Eubinger's Furniture Company. Items have been slashed throughout the store, some as much as 50% off. That means you can save hundreds of dollars on selected furniture and bedding. Plus, at Eubinger's, for a very limited time, take advantage of up to 4 years free financing. See store for details. So shop now and save big at the January clearance, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
North Dakota regulators have approved the biggest capacity pipeline proposed to date to move crude oil from the state's oil patch to the Patoka Tank Farm, not far from here, up in Marion County, not far from Salem. The North Dakota Public Service Commission approved the permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline on Wednesday. Dallas-based Energy Transfer Partners want to build the $3.8 billion 1,130-mile pipeline to move up to 600,000 barrels of crude oil a day from North Dakota to Illinois. The North Dakota part is the longest leg of the pipeline. The company says regulators in South Dakota and Illinois already have approved permits for the project. The company says it expects regulators in Iowa to make a decision on the pipeline next month. Energy Transfer Partners hope to have the pipeline completed by the end of this year. We have this word from Fairfield Mayor Chuck Griswold. He says he's been notified by Republic Waste Services that trash pickup the rest of this week could possibly be delayed, mainly because of the ice and snow we received, but residents should still have their trash set out as normal for their regular pickup day. Wayne County Golf Course volunteers are conducting the first of 4 pork burger cookouts of the winter season this Saturday. Down on Main Street, right in front of the county courthouse, with drive-through service available. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled for January the 30th February the 6th and February the 20th, pork burgers will be sold for $3 each, pork chops $4, drinks $1. Proceeds will help prepare the course to open for the new season. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve is your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices have slipped again. Local refineries dropped their offering another $1.25 a barrel today. Locally produced crude oil selling for less than $20 a barrel, now $19.75. The price of gasoline here in Fairfield has dipped to about $1.66 per gallon. Down in Harrisburg, $1.42. In local and area deaths, 90-year-old former West Salem and Bone Gap resident Edna Louise Ray Gill, a resident of Meadowood Nursing Home in Grayville, died Sunday. A graduate of Asbury College, now Asbury University, in Wilmore, Kentucky. Ms. Gill was a high school English teacher in the Edwards County School District. She retired from Edwards County School System in 1968, later taught in a private school in Florida, was a member of the West Salem Christian Church, and in her younger years taught many Sunday school classes and women's Bible studies from her home. Survivors include two sons, Dr. Ronald E. Gill and wife Terry of Bone Gap, Donald W. Gill and wife Judy of Ozark, Arkansas, a daughter, Dina Kennedy, and husband Tim of North Bend, Washington, 11 grandchildren and 25 great-grandchildren, plus one on the way in February, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Edna Louise Gill will be 2 o'clock Saturday at the West Salem Christian Church with burial in Bone Gap Cemetery. Visitation noon Saturday until the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Pioneer Bible Translators in the name of Tim and Aaron McSaveny or the Oil Belt Christian Service Camp of Flora, and will be accepted at the church or the Ingram Funeral Home. Martha Ann Tenney, 71, of Wayne City, died 3:30 Wednesday morning at Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. She was a homemaker. Survivors include her special friend and caregiver, Jeannie and husband Alvin McIntyre of Wayne City, and cousins Betty Draper and Melba Shaheen. Graveside services for Martha Ann Tenney will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City, the Reverend Tracy Thomas officiating. Visitation will be 12:30 Friday till the time of service at the Richardson Funeral Home of Wayne City, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Fonil Gualdoni, 94, formerly of Fairfield, died Monday at Mount Vernon Health Care Center. She'd been a bookkeeper at Wayne County Banks. Survivors include sons, Bruce and wife Sharon Gualdoni of Fairfield, Dan and wife Jane Gualdoni of Danville, and Dennis and wife Rhonda Gualdoni of Mount Vernon, 4 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. Services for Fonil Gualdoni will be 12 noon Saturday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation 10 a.m. Saturday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the charity of the donor's choice. Funeral services for 66-year-old Albion resident James Jim Barnett have been set for 2 o'clock Saturday, make that Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. Sunday, at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Ebenezer Cemetery at Samsville. Visitation for Jim Barnett will be 6:30 to 8:30 Saturday evening at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the family to help with medical expenses. Funeral services for Mendel L. Lanier, 90 of Parkersburg, will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Alling with burial and full military honors at Oak Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning till the time of service at Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Alling. Memorials may be made to the Parkersburg Community Building Fund or the Oak Hill Cemetery and will be accepted at the Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Alling. And funeral services set today for Staff Sergeant Kenneth Leroy Cunningham, 21 of Ellery. Those services 2 p.m. this afternoon at Little Prairie Christian Church, west of Albion. Burial will be in Little Prairie Church Cemetery with full military honors. Memorials may be made to the Kenneth L. Cunningham Memorial Fund. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:29.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital speech-language pathologist treats communication problems in infants, children, adolescents, and adults. Fairfield Memorial Hospital offers speech therapy in a variety of settings, including inpatient, outpatient, skilled care, long-term care, home health, and early intervention. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's speech-language pathologist is licensed to diagnose, evaluate, and treat disorders of speech, voice, cognition, swallowing, and language. Each patient will have an individualized treatment plan. Along with the use of traditional therapies, vital stem therapy is also available. For more information about Fairfield Memorial Hospital speech language pathologists, call 847-8395. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence of community healthcare.
Here's a look at local scores from last night. From the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk in boys high school basketball yesterday. At the Midland Trails Conference Tournament, Waltonville beat Odin 62-37. Sisney over Sandoval 78-70. Down at that Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic last night, Gallatin County beat Gorville 68-60. It was Vianna over Anna Jonesboro 59-51. And Harrisburg beat Mount Carmel 49-37. On the schedule tonight, at that Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic at 5 o'clock, it's Fairfield versus Anna Jonesboro. 6:30, Harrisburg versus Gorville. And at 8 o'clock, Carmine takes on Gallatin County. Boys high school basketball tonight. The Carmine Invitational starts back up again at 6 o'clock tonight, Fairfield versus Mount Carmel. That'll be heard on WFIW-FM tonight. 104.9 beginning with a Rush Appliance pregame show around 5:45. Also tonight after that one, 7:30, Carmine versus Harrisburg. MTC tournament continues tonight at North Clay at 5 p.m. It's North Clay versus Clay City, and that's the ninth place game. And then at 6:30, a couple of semifinals begin. At 6:30, it's Woodlawn versus Wayne City, and at 8 o'clock, Grayville versus Weber Township. Wrestling tonight at 6:15, Mount Vernon's in Fairfield, and boys junior high basketball tonight. Jeff is at New Hope at 6 o'clock. Mount Carmel's at Fairfield, Woodlawn's at Wayne City, and the Albion at Sisney game has been canceled due to the closing of Sisney this week or today. Looking at the NBA from last night, Philadelphia over Orlando, 96-87. It was Washington over Miami, 106-87. New York Knicks beat Utah, 118-111. Cleveland beat Brooklyn, 91-78. It was Toronto over Boston, 115-109. The Golden State Warriors crushed Chicago, 125-94. Detroit over Houston, 123-114. It was Oklahoma City over Charlotte, 109-95. Dallas beat Minnesota last night, 106-94. It was Atlanta over Portland, 104-98. And the Sacramento Kings beat the LA Lakers, 112-93. In the NHL, Blues win it, knocked off Detroit last night 2-1. It was Colorado over Buffalo 2-1, and Minnesota beat Anaheim 3-1. In NCAA basketball scores last night in the Big Ten, Nebraska upset Michigan State at Michigan State 72-71. Also in the Big Ten, it was Michigan over Minnesota 74-69. More locally, St. Louis beat Davidson last night 96-87. It was Georgia over Mizzou 60-57. And Southern Illinois beat Indiana State last night, 79-66.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. First of all, a couple of cancellations. No school in North Wayne today. Albion at Sisney game canceled. No game, no practice, no open gym. Volleyball practice at Sisney also canceled. Music at Larry Hobbs Pick and Parlor is canceled today, and the CPWM birthday party at the CP Church canceled today. Cloudy today, high around 32. Cloudy tonight, 23 the low. 30% chance of snow Friday, high 29. Sunny Saturday, 33. Partly cloudy Sunday, 37. A chance of rain Monday, high of 43. And then a rain and snow mix possible on Tuesday, high of 35. 26 the high yesterday. 10 hour low this morning, and at 7:34 under cloudy skies, it is 16. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Good day, Mr. Phelps.